Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody on the West Coast. Good afternoon on the East Coast. We have a great show for you guys lined up today. We've been off for a few weeks, but we are back. We were working on some other projects. I am with my co-host today, Deandra LaBeouf. How you doing, Deandra?
I am great. How are you doing?
Doing well. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Everybody, do me a favor. Give Deandra a follow at JetHang. She's the owner of TheBadCulture.net. And you are actually looking for contributors for boxing, MMA, UFC. So why don't you kind of plug that in for the site?
Sure. You know, and make sure you can tweet me or you can email me, TheBadCulture@gmail.com. Basically, we're looking for contributors anywhere. You can be anywhere in the world. It's a big plus if you're in California, Los Angeles, Vegas, New York, Texas, Britain. Those are the major places that I'm looking for contributors for boxing, for MMA, Vegas, California, or anywhere in the world. Looking for somebody to contribute, you know, nothing too heavy duty. If you like to write opinion pieces, awesome. Mostly looking for recap pieces for all the MMA events that go on, Invicta, UFC, Bellator, and all of that. You know, we're called Bad Culture, so you're not going to be overly censored and, you know, all those good things. But do write like you would expect your mother to read it. So I'm all for color, but still grammatically and politically correct.
Great. All right. Well, I know that Deandra also has a radio show Tuesday nights called The Ruckus. And if you guys haven't tuned into that, you have to. She always has on fighters and trainers and really cool guests, and it's a really fun show. So Tuesday nights while you're home, I believe it starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Is that right, Deandra?
That is correct.
Okay, that's always a fun show. So make sure you check her out. Give her a call at JetHang. I want to mention on today's show, we're going to go on a ring walk today and break down Klitschko-Jennings fight. That's the big heavyweight fight tonight. We also have some hot topics to share with you, and we're giving away a ton of free stuff. Our first Philly caller, we're going to give them a free dinner at Sumo Steak. So the best cheesesteaks in North Philly, French fries, drink, the whole nine. We have two tickets to the Iron Boy show tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you're in the Phoenix area, give us a call. Give us your Bryant Jennings Klitschko breakdown or just speak your piece, and you'll win two tickets to tonight's show. We also have a box of war tape to give out, courtesy of Mike Rodriguez. And we have a boxing tee courtesy of the Raging Babe store. So we got a lot of free stuff. Make sure you call in. The phone number is 347-857-1525. Press 1 to speak your piece. We'll bring you on, and you could be a lucky winner. Before we get started, I do have to shout out a few of our sponsors, Deandra. Our big Raging Babe soiree is next week, and it's benefiting the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. And our sponsors are the WBC, Champs Boxing Club, DJ Nina 9 in L.A., 3 Point Tequila, Rambling Ralph, the High Roller, which is the highest observation wheel in the country. So that's pretty cool. Sprinkles Cupcakes, Chayo Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar, and Juan Promotions out of New York. If it were not for this group of sponsors, we would not be able to continue with the success that we've been having with our Raging Babe events and getting the most influential, the most prestigious women in boxing together to have our night out of dinner and drinks and fun and dessert. And this is where we share and build our foundation. So thank you so much again to all of our sponsors. We'll make sure to shout them out again later. Let's get rolling. You ready, Deandra?
I'm ready. I got my seatbelt on and everything.
All right. Hey, by the way, Willie Monroe will be calling us at 1:30 in approximately 30 minutes to give us his take on what happened with the whole WBC 30-day weigh-in that he refused to submit to yesterday. And a lot of people on Twitter started calling him names and punks and this and you know, they were just trashing him. And he called me almost immediately to kind of clear the air. And I put some facts out there for him, and I said, hey, just come on the show tomorrow, and you could speak your piece. So in about 30 minutes, Willie Monroe is going to call and clear the air about why he's not submitting to the 30-day weigh-in, nor the 7-day weigh-in for the WBC. So make sure you tune in. So let's try to breeze through these hot topics pretty quick so we can get Willie on the line and then take some calls with your fight night predictions.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, last night, let's just recap real quick. There were some fights on Spike TV last night, Premier Boxing Champions, Danny Jacobs got the KO in the 12th. Was I super impressed with Danny Jacobs last night? No. I really think it's time for them to step up his opposition. Now, Truax, what, you know, he's a live dog. You know, I'm not trashing him at all. But it's time for Danny to step up. Did you watch that fight last night, Giandra?
I did. I did manage to stay awake during the course. It was not the most scintillating, and I agree with you. It's time for Danny Jacobs to have a real challenge if he is the possessor of a version of the middleweight title.
Yeah, I agree. There was just really nothing that special about the fight. If him and Quillen fought tomorrow, or him and Cotto, or even him and Andy Lee, you know, I'd even pick Andy Lee to beat Danny Jacobs at this point.
Yeah, I didn't see any. I was not overly impressed. Yes, he won the fight, and he closed it out in the end, but, you know, maybe we'll chalk it up to a Styles makes fight type of performance, but I didn't see anything particularly spectacular. He did a lot of things mediocre instead of, you know, a few techniques that were spectacular. So I don't think he gives work to anybody in the middleweight division right now based on that performance last night.
Yeah, and you know what? He did close it out in good fashion. He did get the knockout in the 12th round, but it was rounds, you know, like 1 through 7 or 8 that were like, oh, man, you know, it was kind of brutal. But the main event actually turned out to be a bit surprising. It was Badu Jack versus Anthony Durrell. And I think 90% of my followers, 90% of the media, 90% of everybody, they were pretty much picking Anthony Durrell to have a walk in the park. And Badu Jack went in there last night, and he became the new superweight middleweight champion of the world. And he really did his thing. He boxed well. He moved well. He stayed really composed. You know, and Anthony Durrell, before this fight, he was doing a lot of barking, literally. He was doing a lot of barking. He was, you know, he's the dog. And he just didn't show up. You know, he looked a little lazy at times. I wonder how his training camp went, because I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but Anthony Durrell is at, like, every single event, every single weekend. And it's like, bro, when are you training? Like, you're at every single PBC card. You're at every single this. I mean, he's all over the place. And I understand, you know, the exposure is probably good for him. But you know what? All that traveling and missing camp and eating on the road, that's not really good for your camp either. So I thought, you know, it was a decent fight. Badu, I think, shocked a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think it just went to show you that when you match these guys up equally, you know, you can get a good fight. But when you match up fighters with mediocre guys, or you're feeding them cupcakes, well, they end up looking bad.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or they end up getting knocked out because they're fighting an awkward, mediocre guy who, you know, they can't really get too skillful with. So
right.
I think it was a good matchup for Badu. And after the fight, he said he wants to fight George Groves next. And Anthony Durrell said he wants a rematch next.
Good luck.
No thanks.
Good luck. I mean, and, you know, and the thing with, you know, Anthony Durrell is, we look at the two performances with Sakio Bika, you know, the great Jack Reese telling them they look like shit. You know, he wins a belt. Like you said, he's pounding the pavement, watching fights every weekend. You know, sometimes these fighters, they win these belts and they rest on their laurels and, you know, they're starting to buy into that mentality. Oh, they got to be spectacular to beat me, because I'm the champion. And oftentimes that does happen, but then you have to look at who's across the ring from you. Badu Jack trains in the Mayweather gym. Mayweather's training for Pacquiao, so you know that everybody in that gym is in full beast mode because there's so much media at any given time, and they don't want to be caught out there looking stupid or unfit, whether they have a fight in the immediate future or not. But just the whole mentality shift in the Mayweather gym right now is probably complete and utter beast mode. And, you know, when you surround yourself with those type of individuals, you're going to conduct yourself the same way. And I think that's what happened with Badu Jack. He just came out there and did what he had to do.
You know, I also heard through a good source that Badu Jack really didn't train much at Mayweather's gym for this fight. I heard that he kind of secluded himself. You know, he picked up Memo to do his strength and conditioning. But I heard he really didn't train as much out of the Mayweather gym. Not that he wasn't there, but I think he needed to get out of that environment, because the environment over at that gym right now is cameras,
right,
and it's Floyd, and it's all this craziness going on, and Floyd brings his entourage with him and his girlfriends. And I think Jack kind of secluded himself a little bit, which was really, really smart. Mm. And I actually ran into Badu Jack about 3 weeks ago when I was over at the BKB gym, and Gabe Rosado was over there sparring with a TMT fighter that we called in, and Badu Jack showed up with him, and we shook hands, and I said, "You ready for this fight?" And he goes, "Yeah, man, I'm ready." He's like, "I'm good." And he was so calm and collected, and I know he's not much for words, but at that moment, I said, "Damn, he's really chilling. Like, he looks all right. He looked on weight. He looked fit." And I remember even Gabe Rosado said, like, "Yo, he looks in shape already. Like, he looks like he could fight tomorrow." And I said, "Yeah, wow, he's doing something right in this camp." So good for him. It seems like he had a good camp. He worked on the right thing. Shout out to Eddie Mustafa, who's been training him for the past few fights. He was giving a lot of good instructions in the corner. He was making good adjustments for him. So all in all, you know, I tipped my hat off to Badu Jack and his performance last night.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
Good for him. Talking about Mayweather-Pacquiao, I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, but him and 50 Cent have reunited.
Mm-hmm. And reunited, and it feels so good.
This is where we need the music. This is where we need music. But anyway, 50 Cent put a $1.6 million bet on Floyd. Other celebrities are out there putting bets down. I think Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, has about $250K on Floyd. Mark Wahlberg got another $250K on Manny Pacquiao. So a lot of celebrities are coughing up a lot of money for this fight, and they're making big, big bets. In other news, I heard that...
Let me hold, like, 10 stacks. 10 stacks would do great things for me, and they got $250 to put on a fight. Damn. Mark Wahlberg, Diddy, let your girl hold 10 stacks. Buy some of these Hood Runner shirts.
Well, let's take this over to New York. I mean, pretty soon we're going to get into taking calls and getting the Klitschko-Jennings fight night predictions. But this morning I was told that the ring tonight is going to be an 18-foot ring.
Oh,
so we're talking about nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Nowhere. Ooh, good grief.
Yeah.
I would say they're going to be looking eye to eye, but Jennings kind of small, so they'll be looking eye to chest or something like that.
You know, here's the thing that I observed, though. I think that Jennings' reach, I think his arms are a lot longer than people think. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see the tail of the tape tonight, because I wouldn't be surprised if he had just as long as a reach as Klitschko. He might not
tall. I think it might be the same. I remember some discussion about that online. So, yeah, I mean, all other things not being equal, at least the reach game will be similar.
Yeah. So, okay, I think we can cover about one or two more hot topics before Willie Monroe comes in, and he will probably take up a good 10, 15 minutes of our time, but we want to make sure that we can give away some free things, too. So, yeah, we got a lot of good free stuff. We're giving away a free cheesesteak dinner to our first Philly caller, box of war tape, and we got two free tickets to tonight's boxing event in Phoenix, Arizona, to anybody calling from Phoenix today. So call in.
My brother call in. He's in Phoenix.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Well, the number again, if you're listening online, to call in and speak your piece, 347-857-1525, press 1, okay, to talk to us. I see a 602 area code here, but I know that's my sister Turtle. So we're not going to pick her up, but hey Turtle, she's at work, working that good overtime today. All right, hey, Canelo Kirkland, Giandra, we're on like a two-week notice, right? Canelo Kirkland.
Those two guys look phenomenal. Have you seen these pictures of these two? What in the entire hell? I have never seen Canelo Alvarez look that ripped ever in his career before a fight. And as for Kirkland, Jesus Christ, you know, to pull out one of your favorite phrases, he is cut up like some real, real drugs. He is cut. I thought he was going to be spending this camp losing weight, fighting the scale, but good Lord.
I was shocked. If you want to follow James Kirkland on Instagram. His Instagram is Kirkland's World, all one word, Kirkland's World. And he put up a picture of him just completely shredded, weighing 163.8. And we are 2 weeks out, and, I mean, he looks dope.
Man, this could be this is going to be a hell of a scrap with these two, because neither of them know how to chill. There's no chill in either of them.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. It gives me hope that it will be a better fight than what I originally was saying it was going to be, because I was like, oh, man, Kirkland weighs like 200 pounds.
Right.
He hasn't been in the ring for like a year. You know, this is not the great fight that we all thought it could have been last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it looks like his new team did him some good. And you know what? Maybe he feels good. And when you feel good in camp and when you're positive in camp, everything else seems to flow. The weight seems to drop easier, you know. So, look, will we miss Ann Wolf in the corner? Absolutely. But maybe this team is doing him good. Maybe they're doing him some good service.
What do you think about this? You know, in our recent media call for press conference for this, he said that it wasn't so much like hard feelings between him and Ann Wolf. It was more he felt like he needed to work on some more technical aspects of his game. Do you think, even needing technique changes, when you've been out of the gym so long, and it's not like he was, you know, channeling his inner Amir Khan and just been in camp for the last year working with these people on technical aspects, do you think at this point, 6 to 8 week camp, however long he was in it, that a new team at this point in his career could really teach him just so many new technical aspects that he wasn't getting with Ann Wolf?
I don't know. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right.
So maybe they have made some little minor adjustments that maybe he felt he needed. But as far as, you know, you can't go back to square one and teach him the fundamentals.
Right.
It's too late for that. So, you know, maybe they are working on making some better adjustments. And, I don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with someone that has that many fights this far along in his career?
You know, at this point, you know, he's no youngster. Maybe bring in a consultant, you know, like a football team has a defensive coach. But when you have reached a certain level of success with a certain formula, you know, don't reinvent the wheel, you know. Grease the wheel a little bit, but reinventing it, I don't know. What. At any rate, at least we probably won't have any fuckery on the scale, so.
Right. Well, look, before we start taking some calls, it was announced about a week ago that Felix Verdejo and Nicholas Walters is going to headline a show in New York on June 13th. My goodness, I'm going to be there. We got Felix Verdejo, the future Puerto Rican star, on HBO, his first, you know, headlining a show. Nicholas Walters, he is the truth, and he is Jamaican. And there are so many Jamaicans in New York. This card strategically makes so much sense in New York City. I mean, that place is, in my opinion, my early opinion, this place will sell out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where they have it. Top Rank is so genius when it comes to putting the right fights in the right place.
Right. I agree. That's going to be hype.
Love
all those
it.
West Indians living in New York, Jamaica stand up, Puerto Rico stand up. Man, they ought to drop Rick. Well, too bad. They could have dropped Rick and Doe on that card, too. That card would have been popping, but, you know, they didn't want Rigo.
Mm-mm.
They could have marketed that. Oh, man, that would have been great.
Well, look, let's take our first caller before Willie Monroe calls in. We got about a good 10 minutes or so before he's calling us. So let's go to area code 301.
Be nice.
Let's go 301-442. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Clay Stevenson, Glitter Road. I'm calling from D.C. area.
My boy Clay, how are you?
Hello.
What's going on?
He's always winning stuff. You just won yourself a box of war tape.
Yes.
Oh, man.
The fight is on.
Y'all my good luck charm.
If you play the lotto, can we hold like about 10% time?
Y'all really can. Seriously. I never win anything except for you guys.
Can we get a Raging Babe Radio sponsorship?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a percentage.
All right.
So talk to us, Clay. What you got going on? We want to talk about some hot topics, or do you want to break down tonight's heavyweight fight?
A little bit of both.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going with Brian Jennings with an upset. Call me crazy, but I think it can happen.
You're not the only one predicting that.
Oh, okay. And Saddam Ali to win his fight. I'm more looking forward to the undercard than the main event. Actually, 50-50, I should say, but Saddam Ali is very intriguing to me.
Okay.
As far as the Jack fight, the Jack Darrell fight. I tell you, I was totally surprised by that outcome. Totally surprised, because like I said, my dude Jack, he never looked that impressive to me beforehand.
Yeah, but you know what? I think sometimes with Anthony, we try to compare him to, like,
to
the
Andre.
Skills of his brother. Yeah, and I think Andre is so much better than Anthony. But the last the last name rings bells, you know what I mean? So when we hear Darrell versus Jack, we're like, Anthony Darrell got this in the bag. But really, he's not as good as his brother Andre. They not even close.
Right. I agree.
It's not even close, but God damn, I thought Darrell was better than Badu Jack, honestly.
Well, like I was telling Giandra, I don't know if you were on the line when I was saying this, if you've noticed the past couple months, Anthony Darrell has been traveling all over the country, you know, just to be at these PBC shows, you know, just to maybe to do some media, maybe to get his face seen, maybe to something. But I'm thinking you should have been home in camp, bro. You should have been working harder.
Yep.
You tell me you're right. I hope, because I know Keith Thurman is in events. I hope he don't get clipped up by that.
Oh no, Keith Thurman don't play that. Keith Thurman is a whole different type of focused personality. He's probably sitting under a tree with his hair loose, playing a flute right now. But you're looking at him everywhere and anywhere at any given time.
Look, I'll tell you right now, Keith Thurman, and Deontay Wilder. They need to be fighting 3-4 times a year.
Yep.
Those two guys, in my opinion, could really just do really great things for boxing. I just think, you know, Wilder and his personality, and he's a heavyweight. Thurman, in my opinion, is the real deal. And his personality is great, too. It might be weird, but people love that, and they can relate to this dude. You know what I mean? He drives around in a little economy car with his two chihuahuas. He's out in the lawn playing the flute. I mean, come on, man. He's not trying to be somebody he's not. He's not walking around with 16 chains on and you know, just doing all this, spending money on Bentleys and all this other shit. He's like a regular dude. He made close to $1 million his last fight.
Yeah,
and I think we need more Thurman and Wilder on our TV.
Yeah, because I think those two could be the faces of PBC. And like you said, Thurman has... to me, has the most mainstream appeal out of the PBC fighters due to his ambiguous look.
Yeah. You know, that is a factor. As long as he keeps winning, you know, he has that kind of ethnic non-threatening thing, you know, to be a little unpolitically correct, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true. You know, if he goes into a store, nobody's going to clutch their purse. You know, he's not overly padded, but he's just ethnic enough. He's a little racially ambiguous to be, to compel a lot of people's attention. He has the ability to be marketed in a number of ways because he keeps his nose clean.
Exactly.
And he's articulate.
Exactly. Like you said, being light skin is always being non-threatening to people. Hate to say it.
Oh Lord, our callers, we always got to take it there. That's why we are the best show, because we are unfiltered. I will say this: that last PBC show that Thurman was at, they had him up, you know, with the broadcast team, and boy, did he make sure, like Giandra said, did he make sure that he was articulate and he was completing his sentences and he was using. And I thought, you go, Thurman. You know, he gives a great interview, and I think he would be really great for commentary, too.
Yep,
and he's witty without even trying to be witty.
And the part about it is, it's organic. It's just literally who he is. If you catch him, he's very approachable. If you see him out and about, he'll talk to you anytime. And the way he presents himself on TV, that's the way he really speaks. He's really, really like that. So... you know, whoever's handling him, I mean, we know that Al Haymon is managing the boxing side, but whoever's got him on the non-boxing stuff, you are sitting on a gold mine, and make sure you market him properly because he can make you rich. Put him on Dancing with the Stars. You can make him.
Well, Clay, thank you so much for calling in. As always, you won yourself a box of war tape. I'm going to get your address again so that we can get the war tape group over there to get that out to you. We are going to take another call before Willie Monroe calls in. I'm going to put you on hold, though, so you could hear Willie speak his piece and clear the air about what the hell went down yesterday with the WBC.
Yeah, what did happen? That's strange to me.
Well, he'll be calling us in about 5-10 minutes. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can let him tell it because he talked my head off yesterday about it, and I tried to put out as many facts as I could. And I said, Willie, you just need to come on the show. And he was like, let's do it. And he's not talking to nobody else. He's not doing any other interviews, so you're going to have to hear it here. It's an exclusive. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to talk to you later, Clay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great. Let's go to, yes, 832-628. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ruben, and I'm calling out of Houston, Texas.
Ruben.
Really, I just called to hear the interview.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah,
Ruben.
So
before I put you back on, hold, who you got tonight, Klitschko or Jennings?
I got Klitschko.
Okay, I'm gonna put you back on hold so you could continue listening.
Okay.
All right, 928-446. What is your name and who are you calling from? Where are you calling
from? Hey, everyone. It's Ryan O'Hare calling from Phoenix, Arizona. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Ryan. You just won yourself 2 tickets to the Iron Boys show tonight since you are calling us from Phoenix.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm already doing a broadcast at the show, so I don't know. I don't think it's be cool for me to have tickets if I already have a pass in through there.
You can give them away to your following. If you won the tickets, you could definitely give them away.
Oh, I can do that. Sounds good.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So what's going on? Talk to us. We were dishing some stuff earlier. We were talking Canelo Kirkland. We were talking Jennings Klitschko. We were given the recap of the PBC card last night. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, anything really. You know, I was at work last night, so I didn't get to catch the fight after it was all said and done. And I predicted it was going to be a close fight between Battle Jack and Anthony Durrell, just because, as you said, Anthony Durrell hasn't been focusing. But I actually thought Durrell was going to come out with a majority decision victory, but it was the other way around. And I understand he wants a rematch, but come on, really? I mean, he didn't put his best effort in. That's his own fault. He's going to have to dig down and try harder. And I hate to say this, but the Klitschko-Jennings fight is going to be a repeat of Klitschko-Johnson, in my opinion. Jennings has fights really well from the outside, moves around really well. But, I mean, you got to realize, Klitschko has more title defenses than Jennings has actual fights. And Klitschko's straight right hand through the guard is one of his vintage punches. And, you know, Jennings, who is a superior defensive fighter, you know, experience-wise, he's an underdog. Weight, chin, just about every category Klitschko has him in. I think it's going to be a tough fight for Klitschko just to find him, because Jennings is going to be moving around a lot. But I think the judges are just going to give it to Klitschko just based on his power punches. I think it's going to be a unanimous decision for Vladimir Klitschko.
All right. Well, me and Giandra, we're going to give our predictions a little bit later in the show. But, wow. You know, I will say this. It would be really great for Bye Bye Jennings to bring back that belt to America and have 2 heavyweight champs. You know, Deontay Wilder did it in spectacular fashion, and it felt so good to have, like, our American heavyweight. And I think if Jennings can do that too, how great would that be? Not only
wow.
for Philly, but for boxing and for us. You know what I mean? We love our U.S. heavyweight. So, you know, that's why I'm really pulling for Jennings, because I think it's good for our sport. You know, I think enough already with the Klitschko's.
Absolutely. I think as long as if he wins the fight and he deserves to win the fight, that's going to be good. But if, let's say, you know, most people have it a 116, 110, and Jenny comes out with a decision, I think that's a negative impact on boxing. Just because we've had so many crappy decisions to it.
Well, Ryan, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thanks for calling in. You did win the two tickets to the Iron Boy show tonight. If I get another Phoenix caller, I'll let you know. But if not, raffle them off. Give them away to some people who really want some tickets that follow you in the Phoenix area. So Sorry, what was that?
Well, where can I actually pick those up? Where are we at the box office?
They'll be at Will Call.
Okay, because I'm actually on the way to the theater right now, so I can write my script. So I'll be there in a bit.
All right. Well, I'll pass your information along to Emily. She does all of the PR work. And we will talk to you later. Thank you, Ryan.
Not a problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Let's see.
I'm at the window right now.
I know.
Damn ticket.
Like, damn, bro, I need to send your name. okay. Area code 915. We are picking you up. 915-487. What is your name and where are you calling from?
What's going on? My name is D-Style from Twitter. What's going on?
Hey, what is your name again?
I'm D-Style from Twitter. Come on.
D-Style! I started out rocking with D-Style on the radio like three years ago, D-Style?
2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago.
I
cut my teeth on Hailstorm Sports with D-Style. They had a really good podcast over there, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
It was a good time.
So talk to me. I want to get your thoughts on tonight's fight, the Klitschko-Jennings. Break it down.
Well, look, I know I heard you say that it would be great if Jennings, I mean, would win and all, but I mean, it would be great if I won the lottery too, but it's not going to happen. Right? It's not even going to be close. This is going to be a one-sided beating, I think. Klitschko is, in my opinion, too good. He's a better boxer of the two. He's far more technical. He is definitely a safety first fighter, but that's really what's made him a dominant champion for the last decade. He also has too much power for Jennings, and I just don't think a kryptonite for Klitschko is going to be someone like Deontay Wilder, actually. It's not going to be Jennings. But it is going to set up a big fight, though. I think Wilder versus Klitschko is the next biggest fight to boxing. It's now the fight that hasn't happened yet that happens to be the biggest fight in boxing, because we're going to see Pacquiao Mayweather next week. So that one is happening, hopefully, fingers crossed. Right? But after that fight happens, the biggest fight in boxing is going to be Wilder versus Klitschko. It's going to be a big fight.
Ooh, so if Jennings wins, are we going to get Wilder Jennings?
Well, definitely. I mean, that fight has to happen. If I'm not mistaken, I think those two had like a little beef going on, like a week, like a year ago. They had a little beef going on, but so definitely. I mean, that would be a great fight in New York, Las Vegas. Doesn't matter. That would be a big fight too, especially if Jennings beats Klitschko. That's going to be a big deal. It's not going to happen. I am willing to bet almost anything on that.
Oh, Lord. Well, if you are correct tonight, since you're willing to bet anything on it, and if Klitschko wins, I'm picking Jennings. I'm going to send you a free Raging Babe shirt, any boxing tee you want from my website. So that's it. I'll make the bet with you. Talk to me about the undercard, Ali versus Santana.
Oh, man. I haven't seen much of Santana. I see some of Ali, so I can't really comment too much on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Ali's a pretty solid boxer. I have to see more out of him, but I haven't seen much of Santana, though, to be 100% honest.
Okay. Well, hey, everyone listening out there, you can follow D-Style at D-Style Boxing on Twitter. He's a really good follow. And he also does a great impersonation of Miguel Cotto. It's really great. So make sure you follow him. What else can we talk about while we're waiting for Willie Monroe to join us here?
Oh, well,
let's see.
If he's coming on, don't ask me about that fight.
I told Willie we are strictly going to talk about what happened yesterday with the whole WBC 30-day mandatory weigh-in that he refused to submit to. So that's what we're talking about. He's going to clear the air on that. But sure. Talk to me a little bit about Camilo Kirkland. I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, wow. First of all, man, I really wish Kirkland was still with Ann Wolf, because then I would really not know who's going to win this fight. I think it's a lot closer than people think. I think a lot of people are just assuming Canelo's going to win, and part of the reason is because he's not with Ann Wolf. He's never really looked that great without Ann Wolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if he brings his A-game, if Kirkland brings his A-game, Canelo better have his A-game. But Canelo, he has solid power, right? But Kirkland just doesn't stop. And if, I'm just telling you right if Canelo throws everything he's got to Kirkland, round one, and Kirkland is not shook at all, it's going to be a long night for Canelo. That's going to be nonstop pressure. He's going to have to stand his ground and really back up Kirkland. Canelo, he doesn't have the fastest feet. He just doesn't. That's one of the reasons the Mayweather fight was so one-sided. So he's not going to be able to box circles around Kirkland. He's going to have to back him up, and that's going to be tough. It's a tough fight. I think Canelo's going to edge it out, but it's going to be a tough fight. It's going to be a dogfight.
How about Mayweather-Pacquiao? You can give me, like, one quick sentence. Give me your official prediction for Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Mayweather decision, underwhelming.
How about I was asked to come on a show the other day called The Corner with my buddy Kel and Andres, and they asked me the same question, you know, keep it short, keep it simple. And I said, Mayweather by decision, and it's not going to be as great of a fight as people think it's going to be. I said almost the same thing you said.
Yeah, but I'm hoping I'm wrong. How about that? I hope it's a war. I hope everybody enjoys themselves, but I think there's going to be a lot of upset people in Vegas.
Yeah, well, I'm taking my ass to Philly. I'm enjoying this fight with my family, my friends. We're having a pig roast. We are doing it old school, Hebeto style, in the garage, in the backyard. We got chickens running around, the whole nine. And to me, that's how I wanted to watch this historic event, because everything out here is pretty chaotic, to be honest, with the tickets, the weigh-in, the closed circuit, the blackout, the this, the that. And I thought, holy shit, I'm not going to get left in the dark. You know, and I'm not going to get credentialed for a fight of that magnitude. So I'm out of here. I'd rather go and party with the chickens and play dominoes and have a pig roast and have a good time with my family. So I won't even be out here for this fight. And I think a lot of people are going to be scrambling, trying to find a place to watch it. And they are going to be very upset out here next week.
Well, usually for big fights in Vegas, they charge you an arm and a leg. For this fight, they wanted your soul along with it. So
right.
I'm not sure if that was worth it.
Yeah. Well, D-Style, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your breakdowns. I'd love for you to call in more. So, but we made our bet. You got Klitschko. I got Jennings. If Klitschko wins tonight, I'm going to let you pick any boxing tee from my Raging Babe store, and I will send that out to you.
Sounds like a deal. I look forward to getting that T-shirt.
All right. Enjoy the fights tonight. Talk to you later. All right. So I'm texting Willie Monroe now, like, hello, you're 8 minutes late, but that's okay.
Hello.
That's okay. We'll wait for Willie. He confirmed this morning, and he wanted to do it yesterday. So, Willie, make sure you call in, press one, so that we can get you through. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him, Giandra, we might as well go ahead and give our fight night predictions. Let's do it. If you want to start first, let's start with Ali Santana.
Ali Santana is very motivated. I'm going to pick Saddam Ali by late stoppage, like about the 10th round stoppage. You know, I like how he's been coming along in his development, and I think he realizes that he is on the big stage, and he's going to want to make, you know, make a good show of it. So I'm looking for him to close the show out in about the 10th round.
Interesting. I am saying that I think it'll be a good little fight. I do. But I think that the fight being in New York is more leaning towards Saddam Ali. So I'm leaning towards him winning tonight, but my heart is going with Santana. I would love to see him win in New York. You know, that kid is gritty. He'll fight anybody. He didn't have anything handed to him. Nothing was easy for him coming up. I remember he fought Julian Williams early in his career, and that was a good fight. I think it ended up going to a draw, but that fight taught both of those guys many lessons. So anyway, my heart is going with Santana, but I'm leaning towards Ali because it is in New York. So let's go to the main event tonight. We got Bye Bye Jennings with Vlad Klitschko. Deandra, go for it.
Before I give my answer, you don't happen to know who the referee is for tonight, do you?
Okay, before we go there, we got Willie Monroe on the line, so I'm going to pick him up.
Okay, good. Saved by Willie. Thank you, Willie.
Thanks, Saved by Willie. We're going to give our Klitschko Jennings predictions after we talk to Willie. So on the line here, Willie, good morning, good afternoon. How you doing, babe?
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Willie.
We're doing well. You sound like you're tired. Did we wake you up?
Oh, no. I'm just laying back. I was watching The Matrix, actually. I'm going to get ready to probably go to the gym. I ran this morning. I'll probably go to the gym again around 5.
Okay. Well, we wanted you today just to clear the air, speak your piece, because yesterday, you know, everybody was going insane about this WBC 30-day mandatory weigh-in that you refused to submit to. And I just want you to kind of clear the air and let us know, you know, why you didn't do that. And, you know, hopefully everybody can calm the heck down after they hear you give your side. So what happened yesterday?
I don't know what happened yesterday. I just looked up on the internet. That's what they were saying. But, nothing in our contract ever said that we were fighting for the WBC. We're fighting for the WBA. And if they were really serious about it, you know, no one contacted me nor my promoter nor my team to say, look, there's a 30-day mandatory weigh-in, you know what I mean, for the WBC silver. I would be happy to fight for the WBC and grab that title. But, you know, I think the way they handled it was kind of poor, being that, you know, they didn't tell me about the 30-day mandatory weigh-in and the whole 7-day physical, whatever, you know, everything that they're saying, and then popped up 22 days before the fight and said I refused it, you know. But that's just how it goes. I understand what Chris Brown and Usher and those guys say when they say you Google your name and you find out things about yourself that you didn't even know. So
you're fighting for the WBA. And all
right.
Of a sudden, it's like, oh, you're supposed to do all this WBC stuff. But you're saying it was nowhere in your contract. You never got a phone call about this. And not just that, Willie, but if you were to submit to this, wouldn't there be more sanctioning fees? Like, isn't that more money out of your pocket if you were to say, okay, I'll do it?
Yeah, there's more money out of my pocket. And, what people don't realize is, you know, like I said before, you know, a lot of people are like, he must be getting paid a lot. Like, you know, I'm not going to talk about how much I'm getting paid, but I'm not getting paid as much as Rubio and Martin Murray got paid. You know what I mean? I'm not getting paid enough to give up $100,000 for a pound and a half. And I know that, you know, I know for a fact that Hyland and Toriano was offered more money than me, a lot more money than me. So I think, I don't know, I think it's just a play on their behalf, because I think it's kind of weird to them. They're like, who is this kid? He's 19-1. He has balls. He really thinks he could beat this guy. He accepted the fight on all of their terms. None of the terms are in my favor, fighting him in California. And, I mean, I think they're just a little bit, I think they're a little nervous. I say that much, you know, to have a kid like myself, you know, and I've been asking for this fight since Boxino, you know what I mean? Not necessarily asking for it, but when they said, what middleweight would you like to fight? I said, Triple G, you know, and nobody wants to fight him. So, I mean, it's a little, it's a question on their behalf, you know, it's a lot of weird things going on. And I think they have to keep Triple G in that WBC picture, because they really want to make the Triple G and Cotto fight. So they're like, dang, if he loses to Willie Monroe, we still got to keep him in the picture because that's the fight we want. That's the politics of boxing. But, mm-hmm. you know, my job is to be in tip-top shape, work hard like I've always been doing, and, you know, kick ass and take names in the morning. You know, I mean, I'm not one of those guys, you know, that's out here trying to nitpick and find easy ways through. And, you know, I think boxing is missing a real fighter. And when you got fighters like the ones that I built up and helped along the way, the last thing they want to run into is a real fighter like myself. So we'll see May 16th. I don't know what's on their mind, but we'll see May 16th.
Well, tell me this. If Toriano Johnson and Helan, if they were offered more money than you, why didn't they take the fight? Or why didn't those fights happen?
Well, you have to understand that there was a huge outcry about those guys because, you know, they said they wanted to fight Toriano. You know, we were turned down. What people don't realize is, you know, like, we were turned down. We were in the running, and we were turned down twice. You know, they turned us down out the jump. And, you know, and this is nothing against Triple G because I think as a fighter,
yeah.
I think he'll fight anybody. But just his team, period, turned us down from the jump. But then HBO and some execs are like, well, you know, Toriano Johnson, it's a good fight, but he got knocked out by Curtis Stevens after you knocked him out, you know, so it really didn't make sense. And then the Highland fight, it was like, you know, the only guy he's beat is Matthew Macklin, and you stopped him in two rounds. And Willie Monroe just sounded a little more fresh, you know, it sounded – you know, I think it looked a little bit better on paper. You know, people may disagree and they could be biased.
Mm-hmm.
But for the fact that I just came off the box, you know, I'm rated top 10 by like four major sanctioning bodies. I'm really top 10 for all Gennady's titles. And I just, you know, people try to say Brian Vera's washed up. You know, when I beat him because I made it look easy, he's washed up. Now watch when he comes back and beat a couple top rated super middleweights, they're going to say he's back. To, you know how this boxing world is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
well, you can always counter that by saying Canelo has built a career on a certain platform, but Canelo really started to gain some buzz when he defeated Shane Mosley, and we know Shane was washed by that point.
I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, but it's different. It's different fighters they show favoritism to. You know what I mean? Like, one fighter could fight a washed up fighter, and they'll make him out to be the biggest and baddest thing in the world. Another fighter can fight a fighter that's not so washed up and make it look easy, and they'll say, oh, he fought a walking corpse, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They have their favorites. That's the politics of boxing, you know what I mean? And it's sad because you have things like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of these different social media outlets where people just, everything is a repeat. People just copy and paste what they see on one website, and it automatically
mm-hmm.
becomes a persona when it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But I'm not here to really.
Right.
I'm not really here to argue about that, man. I'm here to put
mm-hmm.
hands on Triple G May 16th. You know, my
mm-hmm.
my job is not to argue about anything on social media or what a sanctioning body puts out about Willie Monroe. You know, they're trying to make. It's bad because they're really, really trying to make me out to be a bad guy, but they can't. You know, every interview I do, I'm articulate, I'm charismatic, I'm soft-spoken, I'm humble. So they have to find a way to make me the bad guy, you know what I mean? And that's their job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, God has the last say so in everything, and I'm just working hard and doing what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you know, and I'm glad that you called in to speak your piece because, we know each other personally. And when that came out yesterday, I know that you're not the type of person, the type of fighter, the type of human being that would just say, you know, F that, I'm not going to comply to the rules and regulations. So I knew there was something behind this. I thought, you know, he wouldn't just refuse to do something that was mandated. And when we spoke, you know, come to find out, this was never in your contract. This was never brought up to you. You didn't sign for this. And, you know, then they pop up, like you said, 21, 22 days leading up to the fight. So it ain't even a 30-day weigh-in. So I was, you know, I just wanted you to come on and kind of clear that up for the people that may, and not that you care, but I care, that maybe thought that you were, you know, giving the WBC the middle finger or something like that, which that's not what you were doing. It just, it wasn't in your contract, and that's not what you signed up for.
Yeah, they, you know, like I said, they're trying to find a way to have an excuse for something to, you know, just in case Willie Monroe beats Triple G, we need something on the back end to take his win away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need some dirt. We need to formulate a plan to put some dirt behind this. You know what I mean? Because, like, the first thing I heard somebody else say is, what is he hiding? What do you mean, what am I hiding? I have nothing to hide. I was never notified about a 30-day weigh-in and a seven-day weigh-in. And so these are things I was never notified about.
Right.
You know,
Well, you keep training hard and keep having a good camp. And like you said, they're trying to ruffle feathers and things like that. So you just stay focused and stay doing what you do. And we look forward to that fight on May 16th.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right, Willie. Take care. We'll be in touch soon. Thank you for calling in the show. We're going to let you go. We know you got training today and going to let you relax a little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Good luck.
All right. Well, there's the story at Willie Monroe's mouth. Willie right now doesn't talk to a ton of media. He's not doing a ton of interviews. He feels like they always find a way to turn it around and, you know, kind of be negative towards him. And that's just not the type of dude he is. You know, his job is just to show up and fight. So there you heard it. He didn't sign for the WBC title. He's not going to submit to their 30-day, 7-day safety weigh-ins because he's not paying that sanctioning fee. And people don't realize how high those sanctioning fees are either. We're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. And when you're a fighter and you're only making, and again, I'm not saying this is what he's making, but if you're making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and these sanctioning bodies are taking $25,000 here, $50,000 here, well, that's coming out of your purse. And then you're paying your manager, and then you're paying your trainer. So, you know, he's going to just pay one sanctioning body, and that's for the WBA, and that's it.
That's it.
So, Giandra, we got about 10 minutes, and we're going to wrap this up real quick. Go ahead and give us your Klitschko-Jennings breakdown today. Our buddy Jennifer had tweeted us that the referee is Michael Griffin tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I hope that they don't tolerate Klitschko laying on Jennings like he did in the Povetkin fight. That absolutely killed that fight for me. It drives me crazy when they allow Klitschko to clinch and hold. And, you know, they say, oh, it's a technique, it's a style. It violates the Queensberry rules. You're not supposed to be clinching and holding a whole damn fight. And if he does do that, they need to deduct a point. My prediction is Klitschko... sorry, Philly. You know I'm the Philly whisperer. I love folks from Philly, but I'm going to have to go with Klitschko by late stoppage,
okay.
Like about eighth or ninth round stoppage.
That's okay. That's all right. You may hurt my feelings. Listen,
but I love all things. I love people from Philly. Philly stand up.
I know. And you know what? And I know you like Brian Jennings a lot, too. I know that he, early on in your career, I know that he gave you some interviews and, you know, he was very nice to you. But, you know, we're giving our fight night predictions. So we're not just going to always side with, you know, who we like. Because just like I said, my heart's going with Santana, but who do I think is going to win? I think Ali's going to pull it off tonight. So, you know, sometimes you got to not go with your heart so much. But here's my official fight night prediction tonight is I am going to rock with the Philly fighter. I am rocking with Brian Jennings. I think that he's got a sneaky overhand right that we're going to see, and that's going to give Klitschko some trouble. I think he's going to fight hard. I think he's going to move around as much as he can, even though the ring is only 18 by 18. I think he's going to move around. I think he's going to try to tire Klitschko out. I think mentally he's a strong fighter, and he's a natural fighter. Klitschko, you know, sometimes I worry about his resistance. You know, how good is his chin, for real, and his stamina, you know. So I just think Jennings has a lot more going for him. Now, on the downside, Jennings has been inactive. He's been out of the ring for almost a year now. So we could see some ring rust early on, but I think he's the type of fighter that when he's in trouble and he's into the trenches, I think he can bite down on his mouthpiece and I think he can grind it out. So
you think Hayden's gonna cry if Klitschko lose?
Oh, poor Hayden. I hope not. I like her
Hayden,
too.
Hayden gonna be cool.
Hayden's good. Hayden's cool. So my official prediction is Brian Jennings split decision.
Ooh wee.
I think
you know,
it's
you're not
close.
The only one making that prediction. I've been seeing a lot of people predicting Jennings for the win. You know, when the fight was announced, people were, oh, you know, Jennings is so small, et cetera, et cetera. I have seen quite a number of people outside of Philly who are predicting Jennings for the win. So I'm looking forward to a good fight. I'm going to break my rule and watch the fight with a bunch of casual boxing fans tonight. Shout out to my casual friends. And I'm very curious to see, you know, how it goes down. Hope I'm just looking for a great fight.
Me too. So let's see. We have one more caller. I'm just going to pick up one more because we literally have 5 minutes left in the show. Want to make sure I didn't already pick up this caller, though. It's from 347-733.
I think that's Mike Money from New York.
347-733. Is this Mike Money?
Of course it is. What's good? What's going on?
Mike Money.
What's good, Mike Money?
Man, I'm just waiting for tonight's fight. I'm picking the upset. I'm picking Jennings over Klitschko to the exact same points, Michelle, that you just said. That sneaky overhand right. I think Klitschko's chin is going to get checked. So I'm going for the upset. Philly stand up, you know, Brooklyn, Philly, you know. Philly stand up. I'm going for Brian Jennings for the upset.
I know that's right. How about the Ali Santana fight?
I'm gonna go with Ali. 12 round unanimous decision. It's gonna be really close. I'm gonna say 115-113.
All right. So hey, tell me, how much are you looking forward to the Mayweather Pacquiao fight? Are you hyped? Are you just kind of like, nah? How do you feel about this fight next week?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, I was supposed to go to Vegas. But you know, things didn't work out the way I wanted to. So I'm having a big fight party at the crib. You know, barbecuing up all day. I can't wait. I just can't wait for Mayweather to put in that work against Pacquiao. Can't wait. I don't think it's gonna be close. I think it's gonna be wide. And boxing is gonna put that. He's gonna put on that boxing clinic for them.
All right. Well, look, thank you for calling in. We literally have about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to kind of close the show out with a couple things. But thank you for giving us your fight predictions.
I can't wait to talk about Canelo Kirkland. I can't wait next week or the week after,
boy.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. So, listen, everybody, follow Mike Money. He's at MikeMoney214 on Twitter. He's a riot to follow. He knows his stuff. He calls it like he sees it. Thank you for calling on the show. I'm sure that we'll be interacting tonight online. Have a fun day, and we'll catch up later. All right. So, Giandra, I just wanted to shout out our sponsors one more time and kind of wrap the show up. Again, shout out to our sponsors for the Raging Babes Tall-Ray, the WBC, Champs Boxing Fitness Club in Danbury, Connecticut, DJ Nina 9 in L.A., 3 Point Tequila, Ramblin' Ralph, The High Roller in Las Vegas, Sprinkles Cupcakes, Chayo's Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar, and Juan Promotions in New York. Thank you so much. We had a couple winners today, some Phoenix winners. We got a box of war tape we gave out. And what else did we give out today?
You made the bet with the Raging Babes.
Oh, yeah. We got a bet with D-Style. So, everybody, make sure you follow my co-host, Giandra, at Jet Hang, and at The Bad Culture. They're looking for contributors, whether it's UFC, boxing, MMA. Make sure you hit her up for that.
Please.
You can follow me at M_RagingBabe and visit my website, RagingBabe.com, for upcoming fight countdowns and for our boxing apparel store.
Yes, sir.
So I think that rounds it up. I think we covered the hot topics that we wanted to get through. And everybody enjoy tonight's fight. It'll be a good one for boxing in New York. We'll tweet later. Giandra, we're signing off.
And we're out.
All right. Have a good one.